Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Klal Samavav, and we finished some in Beis, and we're talking about the usage of Meiser for Talmud Torah. What about using Meiser for teaching one's daughter? There's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah to teach a daughter. So arguably, since I have no mitzvah of Talmud Torah to teach my daughter, so then I'm doing something which is not a chiyuv. If it's not a chiyuv, I'm allowed to use Meiser money for that purpose. So what is the chiyuv that a person has to teach when it comes to a daughter? On top of that, we know the more says that the more discourages teaching women Torah Shebaal Peh. But so, what is the chiyuv that we need to teach a daughter? So, we need to teach a daughter really three things. We need to teach a daughter the halachas that a woman will need to know as a daughter and as a before, in order to prepare her for the mitzvahs when she becomes a gedola, and when she's a gedola to make sure she knows how to do the mitzvahs. So, the halachas which have to be learned have to be learned. Then we need to teach her what she needs to withstand the challenges of the generation and not be swept away by the society and therefore not do Torah mitzvahs. So the chiyuv for Yira and Kedusha is a chiyuv. The one has both a son and a daughter. And so besides just saying we know that they know halachas, they have to be learned the motivations why they would want to do the halachas, the inspiration which will allow them to be inspired that they would want to keep the Torah mitzvahs. So that's a chiyuv that a parent has to do for both their son and their daughter to make sure that they are not schlepped away into the society around us. Okay, then on top of that, we've seen nowadays that they teach them Tarshabiksav, a woman is allowed to learn, and to learn that well, that they should have an understanding of what they're doing. We live in a society which people do not feel good about what they're doing unless they understand it. So that's along the lines of the second point, in order that people should be, the women should be committed and interested in keeping Torah mitzvahs, and when they have an understanding of it, they will be interested, and if they do not have an understanding, whereas the things of the secular world make sense and are logical to them, and seem to be intellectual, etc., they're going to be drawn to that and not to Torah mitzvahs. So they learn Torah Shebiksav, they learn Musar Yerushalayim, even Torah Shebaal Peh, elements which are necessary to give them the Musar Yerushalayim that they need to withstand the challenges, and they need to know the halachas, whatever is necessary to make sure they know the halachas, what to do l'maisa. Mitzvahs say that they're mechuyevin. Mitzvahs loisa say that they're mechuyevin. Midraisa midrabanan. Even mitzvahs say that they're going to be doing v'derech minig, not a chiyu, but v'derech nedava. Person's allowed to learn all those things. So practically, there's a tremendous amount that one could teach a child. Now, can I use Meister money for that purpose? So as much as we're saying that a person has a chiyu to do this, so a person cannot use Meister money for that purpose. According to Rush's argument that the alternative would be that they're going to be taken to public school, which would then be create the opposite, that they might be discouraged from keeping Torah mitzvahs. So a person cannot use Meiser money to cover the cost of sending them to the preferred option where they should learn, where they will not be challenged with that to that extent. So a person cannot use Meiser money. That continues up to the age of mandatory education of 16 years old. After that, if they choose not to continue school, they're not forced to continue school. So that at that point, Ramosha's argument would no longer apply. We just have this other argument. Have I fulfilled my obligation of my child having the necessary knowledge and understanding to withstand the challenges of the generation? If the answer is yes, whatever I do beyond that, I can use my money for that purpose. If I have not reached that point, this is part of my responsibility as a parent, as an av, to make sure that my daughter has that information to do that and the inspiration to do that, so I cannot use my money for that purpose. Have a good day.